The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. When Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
A favorite picture of mine is where Jesus is standing in the midst of white, fluffy, cumulus clouds and looking up toward the rays of light coming down, obviously, from heaven. As you might guess, the picture is simply entitled The Ascension, and the artist is depicting Jesus' journey from the earth back to heaven. As I reflect on this picture, is that it's easy to imagine the great joy Jesus must have felt as he journeyed from earth to heaven. His earthly mission was finished, and now he was returning home to his Father. And in this thought, one also feels the great joy of God the Father. His Son was returning home. Of all the events God has experienced in relationship to man, I think this one must be one of his happiest. And I don't think that Jesus or God the Father's joy was necessarily all from the fact that Jesus had fulfilled all he was sent to do in glorious fashion, or that Jesus was about to take his rightful place at the right hand of his Father. I think their joy was merely from the fact that Jesus was returning to his Father and that God's beloved Son was returning home. Then I put myself into the picture. After all, we are children of God by our baptism. The resurrection of Jesus assures us of life after death. An ascension of Jesus assures us that we too will rise up to heaven at the end of our time. But I did not feel the same joy that I felt with Jesus in the picture. Now, one could put forth that this lesser feeling of mine was understandable. After all, I'm not Jesus. But I felt that there was more to my lesser feeling than this. After allowing for this feeling to simmer in my mind for a few days, I came to the conclusion that my coming before God will be more like the prodigal son coming home to his father than Jesus coming home to his heavenly Father. The prodigal son now did not understand that he was, nor did he allow himself to believe that he was worthy of his father's love. After all, he was going to say, "Father, I am not worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your slaves." I think this thinking of the younger son was that of the world. I'm not good enough, and my actions prove it. This, however, was not the feeling of his father, the prodigal son's father, nor is it the feeling of our heavenly Father towards us. But this is how we think of ourselves sometimes. This idea of being loved, beloved sons or daughter, is hard for many people. We are good at giving love, but receiving it just because we exist, well, that's a little harder. We are willing to take a bow of recognition when we have done something well, but to be praised simply because we are a living, breathing human being is more difficult for us. Perhaps it is our desire always to be in control that keeps us from being God's beloved child. Or it may stem from the feeling that we have not received enough blue ribbons or trophy in life to be loved by God and others. Or it is perhaps from our brokenness, our trials, our suffering, our failures in our lives, which constantly remind us that we are less than perfect. And these thoughts are crippling because they shut us off from God. They poison our relationship with God because we withdraw from Him when we should be running toward Him. At these times, we buy into the world's view that unless we are perfect, talented, and desirable, you are less than those who are. And we're constantly reminded of who the perfect people are and what they are doing throughout their lives. We allow ourselves to be ranked by people and institutions who only care about how much money they can make off of us in our efforts to become perfect, talented, and desirable. In this vicious cycle, we run from or forget about God's love for us. A God who loves us just as we are, with no pretenses of what we should be or what we have been. A God who wants nothing more than to gather us in His arms. A God who wants nothing more than for us to accept that we are His beloved daughters and sons, just as we are. The gospel passages such as Mark 10:15, which says, "Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Or Matthew 18:1, where the apostles asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God?" To which Jesus calls a small child over, places him in their midst, and says, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like this child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, a common interpretation of these verses is that we are to be totally dependent on Jesus and the Gospels, which is true. But I think there's more to the passage. I believe that they also speak about our acceptance of God's love from a simple premise that He is our loving Heavenly Father and we are His children. We must be accepting of God's love as a small child is accepting of his parents or her parents' love, so that we may be open to the working of the Holy Spirit without getting ourselves involved in it. The Paraclete that Jesus promised that He would send into our lives as He arose to heaven. So let us move the dark moments of our lives into His healing light through prayer, acknowledging God's love for us, no matter who we are or what we are or what we will be. Let us allow God to rub healing balm on our wounds so that they may heal. Let us allow Jesus to heal us as He healed the blind, the crippled, the leper, and the sinner, allowing Him to raise us up to new life. Raise us up to the feeling that we are the beloved children of God, for Jesus' ascension is our hope and reflects our future glory. God bless.